Good morning, I'm Earl Stewart. I welcome you to Earl Stewart on Cars, a live talk show all about how to buy, lease, maintain, or repair your car without being ripped off by a car dealer. With me in the studio is Nancy Stewart, my wife, co-host, and a strong consumer advocate, especially for our female listeners. We also have Rick Kearney, an expert on how to keep your car running right. I dare you to ask a question that Rick can't answer about the mechanics or electronics of your car. Also with us is my son, Stu Stewart, our LinkedIn site cyberspace through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Periscope. Stu is also the spymaster director of our mystery shopping report. He dispatches our secret shopper weekly to an unsuspecting South Florida dealership. And now, on with the show. Good morning, everybody. We're back again. Doing this for a long time. Welcome all you regular listeners and callers, especially the callers. We love callers. Live radio talk show is all about talk, and you're going to get tired of us talking pretty soon. So we like to hear from everyone that can possibly take a few minutes. We're on for 2 hours, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we reach all over the planet. That's actually little. We've been as far as, I think, Bali. I can't remember the mileage distance, but we've had a lot of out-of-country calls. And we have a huge amount within the United States. We're in South Florida, and we started out just like a little old half-hour show. We reached maybe a 30, 40, 50-mile radius, and we thought we were big shots back then. But now, hey, we're all over the planet. Love to hear from out-of-towners. What we do, if you haven't tuned in the show and you're not a regular listener, this is a show all about how to buy or lease a new car or have your car maintained or repaired if you don't get ripped off. And I use that term, which is kind of insulting to the people that's directed that, but it's meant to be because car dealers don't treat people the way all the other retailers do. I mean, this is the 21st century. This is 2024. And if you've been into a Costco store or an Apple store, for that matter, Target or Kmart or Walmart, or I said Kmart, Walmart, here's how old I am. If you've been into a successful retail store, they treat you pretty nice. I mean, they wised up. They realize that if you treat the customer nice, you come back and you buy products from them. Car dealers haven't figured that out yet, but they don't have to because the system is rigged. Between the manufacturers and the dealers and the lack of regulation and control from the government, it's really a three-way conspiracy. We've got the manufacturers that play dumb, the dealers that can do anything they want because they are licensed to steal, basically, and the regulators who put some laws on the books but then don't enforce the law. So it's a wild, wild west if you go out there and buy or lease a car or when you bring it into the service department to get maintained or repaired. So this is we're the beacon of hope. we're the shining radio station on the hill. We're the place you can come for advice and help, recommendations. And we hope you stay tuned. We'll be in for 2 hours, as I said. We don't expect you to be with us the whole 2 hours, but tune us in when you have a minute. And if you can call us, that's the name of the game. You're going to hear this number so many times, you're going to hate it if you're listening for more than a few minutes. But we're 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960. Please write that number down. You probably haven't got a question now. We haven't really got into the show yet. But when you do, have it handy. And please write this number down, 877-960-9960. Seated to my left is my co-host and my wife and my partner. Her name is Nancy Stewart, and she has got a laptop and computer in front of her. And we have a control room that will shoot the name and caller on the number and the caller of everybody, and we prioritize it. So right now, if you happen to call, I'd stop talking. I know you're probably already tired of me yakking, and we would listen to you, and we'd hear your question, your comment, your recommendation, and we really give you total license. We're not going to cut you off. I won't speak over you. I'm going to give you your opportunity to say what you have to say. I know a lot of talk shows don't do that, but we do. And occasionally we have to shorten a conversation because we have normally a whole lot of callers. And if we have someone that's talking for longer than is their fair share of the airtime available, then we'll say we have to move on to the next caller because we've only got five incoming lines and we don't like to see it where you have to wait and wait and wait because then you hang up and you get mad and you don't want to call the show anymore. So 877-960-9960. Now, you can text us. Most of you are not callers because calling live radio, being live on the radio, it's a little scary. We've been there and we've done that. We've got over it now. We're not scared anymore, but we enjoy this. But when we started out, it was terrifying. You got 20, 30,000 people out there. Hey, you don't want to sound like a fool, but I got to the point now where I don't mind sounding like a fool. So you get used to it. You get numb. If you want to text us, the text number, you can write this down too if you want, 772-497-6530. Again, and slower, 772-497-6530. And my son, Stu Stewart, is sitting directly across me in the studio, and he monitors those texts. And if we don't get your text quickly, which a lot of times we don't because we prioritize the phone calls at 877-960-9960, we will get to the text, which is 772-497-6530, before the show's over. We accumulate them. Now, our biggest source, and I save that for last because I can always count on YouTube. We have a YouTube group. It's like a club. And they have some of the most intelligent, interesting, amusing. They could have their own radio show. It could be the YouTube on Cars. They're all on Cars /YouTube.com group show. It could be. And if you go to YouTube.com/Cars, Rick Kearney, who is sitting to my right, who is our certified diagnostic master technician, who, as I said in my recorded introduction, I dare you to ask a question that Rick Kearney can answer. It's whether it's about the electronics or computerization of your car. We're very high tech now, and it really takes a computer scientist type of mentality and training to solve some of these very, very sticky problems with your cars. So if you have a sticky problem with your car, you call Rick. He monitors the YouTube channel, so if you go on YouTube and post, Rick will get that right away. Now, you can post anything you want on YouTube at Earl on Cars, but Rick is the expert on the mechanical, electronic, computerization type issues that pop up. And finally, before I turn this microphone over to Nancy Stewart, my co-host, I want to say we have a secret way to reach us where you remain anonymous. It's called youranonymousfeedback.com. YOURANONYMOUS, feedback.com, youranonymousfeedback.com. Stu monitors that channel, and we don't know who you are, where you are. We can't come and get you. We can't sue you. We can't put out a hit on you. We can't do anything. You get away with anything you want to say. I'm saying that only half seriously because privacy is a big issue. And I respect that. I don't like sometimes to send an email or a text or even a phone call because then I kind of reveal myself and they can come. You know, when you're being solicited, you don't like solicitors. You don't like people ringing your phone or sending you a text when they're just trying to sell you something. So privacy is important. We're not going to sell you anything. But your privacy at your anonymous feedback, we have no control. We don't know who you are. If you want to tell us who you are, we can. And if you want a reply, you have to ask for a reply because we can't even reply to a your anonymous feedback unless you ask us to reply. So youranonymous feedback, feedback.com. And we would love to read those. Stu would love to read those over here.
I got a nice long one to read.
Ooh, good. Okay, let's talk to Nancy Stewart. I said before, she's my co-host. She's also a very strong female advocate, and she has single-handedly brought this show to almost parity with female listeners and callers, and she has a very exciting special offer. It's too good to be true, but it is true. You're not going to believe it, but she has a special offer for the first two new female callers, and we do this every week. Nancy, the mic is all yours.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. And, well, thank you for joining us. As I say every week, you make the show. Special gift to the ladies is $50 for the first two new lady callers. And if you have a car purchasing or servicing experience you'd like to share with us and everyone else that you'd be helping, we certainly would appreciate it. And we show that appreciation by offering $50 for the first two new lady callers. And we got Bathtub Betty. She's a real doll.
Bathtub Betty?
Bathtub Betty. I'm looking at her picture right now, and that bathtub sounds inviting.
Oh, bathtub. Okay. I thought you said something else.
Bathtub Betty. She is a beagle, and she's our dog of the week. We'll show you a little video about 9:30. And Big Dog Ranch, boy, I'll tell you, they do a fabulous job. For so many dogs that are wandering I was reading recently about right outside of Houston, Texas, and there are so many abandoned dogs, and they're doing a great job of bringing them in. I'm going to mention this morning Earl's Vigilantes. I'll tell you what, talk about helping. Earl's Vigilantes, they do a good job. I think it's, help me out here, guys. Is it Mark that calls in so often?
Yeah, Mark is one. Yeah, and we have vigilantes who act in our stead in their geographic area. So if you have
a... He's been a great addition, and he's helped so many. But Earl's Vigilantes is definitely something to sign up for. And you not only are helping, so many people by talking to them about their problem with their vehicles, but you're helping everybody in the neighborhood. And you don't have to know how to, build a engine. So take advantage of Earl's Vigilantes and sign up for it.
Yeah, go to earloncars.com, earloncars.com, and that's where the application, you'll find the application.
Okay, I hope you guys jotted that information down. If not, I'll mention it later on in the show. You know, Stu mentioned that he had a really long text, and I think we should get to it.
Okay. Well, I'd like to start with Anne-Marie's, which is equally as long, and because that's kind of traditional.
Good morning, Anne-Marie. Thank you.
That's right. Anne-Marie says good morning right back to you. Newsflash, I regret to say that the long-awaited Tesla Cybertrucks have been recalled due to faulty accelerator pedal, which can cause the trucks to accelerate unintentionally. Sounds really familiar. Mm. Sounds scarier in a Cybertruck.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a sudden acceleration problem that Toyota had a long time ago.
Yeah. News stories report that assembly line workers use a slippery soap to help get the throttle pedal pad onto the pedal. And Tesla explains the resulting problem this way. Residual lubricant reduced the retention of the pad to the pedal. Jalopnik has a video showing how the pedal pad can slip upwards, get stuck, and keep the pedal depressed at full throttle. If this unintended acceleration happens to you, please remember that the truck's acceleration is cut when you step on the brake pedal. Keep calm, put pressure on the brake until you can pull over, stop, turn off the truck, and then take your foot off the brake. Tesla is reportedly going to rivet the pedal pad to the metal to keep the pad from sliding up and sticking where it doesn't belong. Anything to add or correct? That was from Anne-Marie.
Rick was talking about that earlier, and we discussed before the show started that if you have a Cybertruck and you Google it, you might find out somebody came up with a fix himself,
right.
And it does work. And then Rick and I both agreed that it should not be recommended that you fix your own sudden acceleration or your Cybertruck acceleration problem.
But if you're in a fix. Exactly. If you're in a fix,
good news.
You had to get somewhere.
That means you'll get your Cybertruck sooner than I thought, and I'll have that.
Saying this is really happening, or is it more closer to the Toyota? Like, how many incidents have been reported?
Really happening. I think Rick's...
I've seen photos online
I saw the one at the Beverly Hills. Yeah, at the Beverly Hills Hotel, the one had jumped like a retaining wall, like a landscaping wall.
And I've seen photos where they show that cover actually is slipping loose on the pedal.
So it's a little bit more serious than Toyota's, but it's a simple fix.
Yeah, I mean, the one guy I saw that we do not recommend this, but he literally he pulled it back down in place.
Don't even tell him.
Okay, he did it. Okay. He did a do-it-yourself type thing.
There are a lot of people
thing.
Out there that would try it, even though we want.
It's not recommended. Yeah, wait.
Rick, did you see that on YouTube?
Reddit, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, wait for Tesla to make the proper fix. They will have a proper repair available, and they will perform the repair for you. Remember, safety recalls for your cars are done at no charge to you at any time. And if you feel unsafe in your vehicle, they have to supply you with a replacement vehicle for the time until that repair can be done. That's federal law.
Yep.
Go to www.safercar.gov, put in your VIN number, your friends' VIN numbers, your family members, any VINs that you have, put it in.
Easy and free.
And it will show any open recalls. The dealerships must repair these. And if you'd feel unsafe with your car, they must.
Thanks for that information, Rick. That's www.safercar.gov.
A big difference between a accelerating and a Camry, and accelerating in like a electric four. They have four motors on the Cybertruck. It's like a rocket.
The good news, there's only three Cybertrucks on the road.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And that's a slight exaggeration. But
right now, as we talk,
it's 2000.
We're talking about a Cybertruck, which are very, very... ask yourself this question. Have any of you seen a Cybertruck on the road? I've seen one. So it's fortunately not a huge problem.
Yeah.
Now, if you're driving any other car, there's a good chance that you have a Takata airbag recall that you don't know about. And that has killed a lot of people.
And there's hundreds of thousands of those.
And nobody cares.
So
it's they're still selling cars with cars that have that defective.
So right now we have Jonathan, we've got Rick, and we've got Earl Nancy, who have seen a Cybertruck.
I haven't seen one yet.
You haven't? You haven't?
I have not seen one yet.
So anyway, that's four of us that have seen a Cybertruck. Give us a call, ladies and gentlemen, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960. And don't forget, you can text us at 772-497-6530. And as Earl said earlier, take advantage of your anonymousfeedback.com. We're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk to Jack, and he's calling us from Jupiter, and we'll get back to Stu and some interesting texts that he received this morning.
Jupiter,
good morning,
Jack.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, I just want to tell you a little story. About 2 weeks ago, I was up in Jensen Beach, and for whatever reason, the rear tire of my Corolla 22 just blew out. By the time I was able to get to a location where I could park the car safely, all I had left was the tread from the tire. I had to get it towed, and my wife said, let's go to a Toyota dealer because going to Tire Kingdom, maybe there's a bigger problem than we know, and Toyota should be able to fix it. So we were towed to Treasure Coast in Stewart. I had called ahead of time, told them we'd be there about 11 o'clock, got there at that time, drove right in. The service desk is right there, very nice, clean, and talked to the fellow at the desk. He took the information, told me it would be about an hour for the tire to get changed. I said, fine. So while we're sitting in the waiting room, I said, you know, this is nonsense. I should have a spare. So I called your service department in North Palm and spoke to a gentleman on the phone, and I said, I'd like to get a donut. He said, oh, they don't supply donuts with the car. He said, maybe you can go online and find somebody that wants to sell one. And I'm thinking to myself, if they don't make it, how am I going to get one online. So I said, thank you. And the response wasn't great, to be honest with you. And my wife was right there, and she has a tendency to be very aggressive at times. And she says, wait a minute, we bought three Toyotas from Earl Stewart. I'm going to get one of the Stewarts on the phone. So she called back and got Josh on the phone. And he told a tale of woe. And then he got on the phone. And he said, well, here's what I can do for you. I can get you a full-size tire with a rim. He gave me a price. I said, that's terrific. We have to order it, and should be in tomorrow. I said, fine. Okay. I got the car home, and I looked in the wheel well, and I saw that a good part of the covering was gone from the tire, just slapping against it, I guess, after it was blown out. So when I went to pick up the tire the following day, and they called very responsibly, I spoke to Travis, and he was very accommodating, really felt for me for my problem, and said, you know, you should bring the car in and let us take a look at it. I said, okay, that's fine. In the meantime, I forgot to tell you, while I jumped ahead of myself a little bit, the 1 hour turned into about 2.5 hours to get the tire. I was pretty annoyed about that. Not only that, but while I was sitting there, I get a phone call from the sales department in Treasure Coast Toyota, asking if I want to sell my car. He gets very annoying. He kept being persistent. You know, we got good deals and so forth. And I'm doubly aggravated now because of the time and this phone call. Anyway, on the way back from your dealership, my wife calls customer service at Toyota up in the Treasure Coast Toyota, and gets a lovely lady on the phone, and she appears to be very sympathetic, and she ends up with, well, how do we make this right? And I said, well, I might as well go for broke, give me a free tire. So she says, well, my boss, my manager is not in, he'll be in on Monday, we'll give you a call. Well, Monday comes, there's no call. I get a email from the same girl, and it's like we never had the conversation at all. She tells me that, how can we make it right? So this time I responded, you tell me. Well, anyway, getting back to...
Just real quick, we do have a lot of callers holding, so
yeah,
if we can get to conclusion.
I'm ending it soon. I got back in touch with Travis. They took a look at the wheel well, and everything was fine. But I just want to say that the service at Earl Stewart is phenomenal. The people there are good. Travis did an excellent job for me. And Treasure Coast Toyota just kind of blew me off. I would have felt that the serviceman up there that changed the tire would have said, you know, you better advise your customer that there is a problem here that he should take care of. And that's my story.
Well, thank you, Jack. I really appreciate the call.
We appreciate you sharing your story with us. Please give us a call again. Sorry for the rush. Our number here is 877-960-9960. And our text number is 772-497-6530. Ladies, $50. For the first two new lady callers, give us a call with your story. We're going to go to Bob in Lake Park. Good morning, Bob.
You there, Bob?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Wish all my Jewish friends a happy Passover.
Happy Passover.
Thank you. Happy Passover.
Stu,
yeah.
If I take my brand new black BMW to the bank, and I rob the bank,
uh-huh.
and I get in my getaway car, and I pull out my phone, and I bring up my app, and I change the color to white, have I just committed the perfect crime?
Well, if nobody knows about that, this secret technology, is this really coming out or something? Something I don't know about?
No, I saw it already.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really cool. I mean, I've heard about things like that. Rick, have you seen that?
I have not.
I think if you did it now, you might get away with it.
we love our callers. They give us such great new information.
Is there
we
a video
don't even
of this?
Have.
I got to find a color-changing BMW.
I read that Toyota is working on cars that can change their colors.
That is
a new technology. That is a technology, and I'd heard about it. So it's really, did you buy the car?
No.
Okay,
I'm
looking at this.
Did you rob the bank?
I'd have to rob this is really cool.
In order to buy the car, I'd have to rob the bank first.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, you can borrow the car, rent it, rob the bank, and then pay for it.
Yeah. They call it EA.
Sounds like a great call, Bob. We've got so many callers lined up right now, and thanks for the great story. Stu has pulled that up.
See this, but the wheels and the everything's changing. It's almost as if the entire surface of the car is a screen.
Look at that.
So, Bob, I think, use that in your next.
You really
got
to have money to burn to pay. I would guess that paint job is going to cost you an extra $15,000 or $20,000.
What's next?
We'll find out.
Okay. We are going to go to Howard, who's calling us from Jupiter. Good morning, Howard.
Oh, good morning. Beautiful morning today.
Good morning.
The ocean looks like, great. The ocean looks like it's flat and I can swim.
I'm telling you.
Yes, it's great. Life is great here, let me tell you that. Two reasons why I chose Earl Stewart Toyota, besides Earl Stewart, is Rick and Travis. I mean, those two guys, Travis is like, he knows everything about computers, and he programs my car.
Howard, you're embarrassing us, and people are going to think that we're paying you to call in for an infomercial. But we thank you very much. That's
thank you so much, Howard.
To say that.
How many calls this morning have we had? just
about Travis.
We got Travis. We got Rick. Howard, thank you so much.
Okay. One other thing. When I had my car serviced, I was told the front tires were low and they were in yellow. Now, I'm going back to New York, probably for the last time. I'm going to come down here permanently. But I'm traveling up to New York, then I'm traveling down. The tires are legal, but I wonder if they could be prorated since I have tires for life. Can they be prorated and I get a new set of tires?
Yes, we do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do? Make an appointment, then?
The tires are replaced if they're below 3/16. So if you have 5/16 or 6/16,
we look at 30 seconds.
30 seconds, I mean, the percentage-wise. So if you have enough tread that would put you above 330 seconds for 20% more mileage, we would discount the tire by 20%.
Okay, do I have to make an appointment?
We would charge you 20% instead of giving the tire free. You get the free tire if they were below 330 seconds. It's prorated, like you said.
Travis.
Rick did that for me once when I had a flat. Instead of fixing the flat, he prorated and gave me a new tire.
Yeah.
You remember that, Rick? That was last year.
Rick is nodding yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll bring it in. What's the best time? Monday, Tuesday? What's the best time and hour to bring it in?
Sunday is a good day because it's a slow day.
Mm-hmm. I went Sunday. It was one slow day.
It wasn't really.
That's because Earl keeps telling people that on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. We're showing up on Sunday.
Monday morning, bright and early. And that way the coffee's hot and fresh, the bagels are fresh. And
Monday morning.
And if we have the tire in stock, we can get it.
What time do you open?
They're open at 6:15.
That's right, 6:15.
That's great. I won't hold you up. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Howard. No,
he's talking.
I don't get out of bed that early anymore.
That's right. He doesn't get up that. And he's with Earl on Cars. He's speaking about Earl Stewart Toyota, another entity.
It's a separate life for mine. I have multiple personalities.
Oh no!
Don't we all? ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't picked up your magazine from Consumer Report, that is the May-June report. I'll tell you what, they have got so much information in the road report about taking care of your car, service, mechanics, all of it. And it's definitely worth reading.
Yeah.
Again, $50 for the first two.
That's what
new,
it looks like if you're going to pick it up at the newsstand.
Yeah, there you go. First two new lady callers, $50. Give us a call, 877-960-9960. Let's go to Chris in Lake Worth. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for holding, Chris.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll make this one quick.
Let me ask you a question before you make your...
Yes, ma'am.
Have you called before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. Welcome back. What can we do for you?
I was just calling to wish Rick a happy birthday.
Aww.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rick.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. I should have recognized Chris's voice. But we're moving fast here. We move fast,
it's all
Chris.
Clear to me
that, that's my that's my better half.
I love.
Now you have to sing, Chris.
That was very funny, Chris. That was very thoughtful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely was. Thank you for. We appreciate everybody that works with us, and thanks. Thank you to Chris for reminding us. Chris, Rick is an asset to this show, and he just does so much for so many of our listeners, our caller, everybody. So thank you. Happy birthday again, Rick.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to Doug, and Douglas is calling us from, where are you calling us from? Douglas is calling us from Tequesta, I think. Good morning, Doug.
Yes, ma'am. I have a question. I called about 3 weeks ago, and I said that I had a problem with my airbag lights flashing and my bright lights were not coming on. Mm-hmm. But you could flash them, but they weren't staying on.
Uh-huh.
Right. So now, all of a sudden, the bright lights, a week later, the bright lights are working fine. Okay. Now, you did tell me someone told me it was a Module 5.
Yep.
All right. Now, the bright lights are working fine. But the flashing on the, of the airbag is still on. Now, when I looked on YouTube, there was a gentleman that directed me underneath the seat where the connector might be, because I do go back and forth a lot on the seats to get in and out. And I looked underneath there, and there's nothing underneath there that he described, but I did see a short blue connector that was unconnected. And I looked around, I couldn't see anywhere where it could possibly have gone to. And I don't know what that is.
Now, what your Avalon is yours?
I'm sorry, sir. I got a 2001 Toyota Avalon.
2001.
I was saying that earlier.
Okay. I'll have to double check on TIS. I don't think the 01s had a seat airbag. I'll have to check on that. But here's a rule of thumb. There are two industry standards that every manufacturer uses. Airbag connectors and airbag wiring that is specifically for the airbag system and the seatbelt pretensioners is always going to be bright yellow corrugated plastic on it, and the connectors will always be bright yellow. So if you see a bright yellow connector, you really don't want to mess with those. Those are specifically airbag connectors, and they're usually a very complicated system to disconnect them. It takes two or three different steps, actually. They're very sensitive, so they made sure that they stay very tightly secured. A blue connector that's disconnected, there are some options that are not installed in some cars, and you would have a little pigtail that's available for it in case they wanted that option.
Okay. Now, the car is full of airbags, so I don't, but I know that they're not going to come on with it flashing like that.
Right.
So I just was Another thing too is that I'm getting really bad gas mileage. I don't want to hold you up long, but I know that two or three things that it could be. But when I checked out how to replace the thing that connects to the I'm sorry, sir. I've lost it. The thing that connects to the muffler.
Tailpipe.
The tailpipe assembly.
It's a sensor that goes from the muffler up front for the manifold or something like that, where the exhaust comes out.
MAF.
Oh, EGR system.
The O2 sensor, is it?
Oh, O2 sensor. Okay, all right.
Curious how Toyota put that in there.
Let me read you something from ChatGPT. Says that the blue wire found underneath the seat of a 2001 Toyota Avalon is most likely part of the vehicle's wiring harness connected to the seat's electrical system. This wire could be involved in various functions, such as powering the seat adjustment controls, heated seats, or other seat-related electronics. If you're troubleshooting or working on the seat's electrical components, it's essential to consult a detailed wiring diagram or a repair manual specific to the 2001 Toyota Avalon. So that's the ChatGPT expert. So like Rick, they don't know exactly. You have to look at the wiring diagram. And if you could probably go to a Toyota dealer and ask them to take a look at that wiring diagram with you.
Right. And I just verified online that your Avalon, you only have two airbags in it. One is the passenger side in the dash, and the other is the one in the steering wheel. And then you have the two seatbelt pretensioners, which if you're in an accident, they will activate the seatbelt to pull you back in the seat and hold you firmly in the seat so that the airbag doesn't cause extra injury when it comes out.
Okay. Thanks for the education on that. And I want to thank you all very much for all your information. And you all have a wonderful day.
Oh,
right.
Thank you, Doug.
My pleasure.
It was nice hearing from you. Give us a call again. We're going to go to John in Palm City. Good morning, John.
Speaking of airbags, there's a serious recall from Chrysler. 2018 to 2021 Dodge Chargers and Chrysler 300s. 285,000 cars are involved. What's happening is ruptured. The side airbag can rupture, and it sends a flying projectile, which can be very dangerous. And recall was announced the end of last month. So anybody that has a car that qualifies that, we read out the number, www.safercars.com. But a very, very serious problem because of side airbag with flying projectiles.
www.safercar.gov.
Right.
Yes, www.safercar.gov.
I just want to briefly mention, Thursday, I was in the neighborhood, and I missed Earl and Nancy. I was not able to catch anybody in, but I left a note. But let me tell you something. It brought back the old days. I parked near the used car lot, and there on the end was a Camry. Remind me of the old days. It was sitting there with white wall tires and Vogue tires on it. Wow. And I said to myself, this brings back the days when dealers used to put on Vogue tires, white walls, take the roofs, and put on vinyl roofs.
Presidential package.
Big profit for the dealers. Palm Beach, Lincoln, Mercury used to do that.
Yeah.
Cadillac dealer on 45th Street.
We did at one point.
Hey, John, did it have the gold package?
No, I'll tell you what, those Vogues, though, they have white walls and a gold stripe around it.
Oh, boy.
And it reminds me because I grew up in Queens, New York, and that was the headquarters of Vogue Tire of New York. Everybody, and it was all the upper-end cars that the dealers used to bring on there, and it was a nice profit-maker for the individual car dealers.
What a nice story.
Well, John, I'm glad you call in. I know you do often about recalls, and it's one of our frustrations. You're a longtime listener. You know about the Takata recall thing that we went over and over and over.
Yes.
I just checked ChatGPT, and currently about one out of four, 25% of every car on the road, every car on the road, millions of cars. 25% have open recalls. So it's almost like a non-event anymore. When you're driving down the road, you see four cars. One of those cars is dangerous, could be dangerous. As all recalls aren't dangerous, but many of them are. And it's just a sad situation that our regulators and our legislators, they used to have inspections, as you remember, John, I remember. There's no control anymore. You buy a car, the dealer doesn't tell you there's a recall. You drive the car, the manufacturer, the notice doesn't get to you. If the notice does get to you, you don't seem to care. And I mean that. I mean, people know they have cars with recalls. So here we have a situation in the 21st century where 25% of us are driving cars that have an open recall. Who are we going to blame except ourselves?
This is insane.
Well, the reason
here.
I mention this one is we're in South Florida.
Yeah.
And the cause of this is moisture can get into the airbag and cause corrosion, which we're aware of in South Florida, and that can set this thing off. So I want to mention it's 2018 to 2021. Dodge Chargers and Chrysler 300.
Yeah. And safercar.gov. Go to safercar.gov, put your VIN in, and find out if your car has a recall. Hey, listen, if you don't care about yourself, how about your kids, your wife, your friends? If you're driving in that car with people you know and care about, you should take the car to your dealer and have that recall fixed.
Listen to this. And according to Carfax, this is as of just last year, going along with what you said, there's 2.5 million vehicles that have been tagged with do not drive that remain unrepaired. This comes directly from Carfax, so they got at data on both ends, the recall and the repair.
Yeah.
So this is how many on the floor. In California, there's 240, this is how many are actually on the road that they know, 245,000 in California, 242,000 in Texas, and Florida's in third place. There's 237,000 vehicles that have been tagged do not drive that are driving on the roads right now in Florida.
Scary.
That's horrifying.
Interesting.
And if you're not a danger to yourself, you're a danger to everybody else. Because if your car flips over or won't stop, you're going to kill not only yourself, but somebody else.
Or accelerates at the speed of light.
You know, growing up in Pittsburgh and having that inspection that you had to go through, when I moved to Florida, when I found there was no inspection here, it just made me go, you know, it was just, I really think it's a bad thing. 877-960-9960, text us at 772-497-6530. Excuse me, youranonymousfeedback.com. Now back to Stu.
All right, let's get over to that anonymous feedback. One came in about Ford, and it might have been, we might have discussed Ford when I wasn't at a show, but let's get to this. Will Ford go out of business? No. The only reason why they made it this far was due to the pandemic's flood of free cash, 0% Fed interest rates flooding the market with money, and the vehicle buying frenzy in 2020 to 2022. Even with that massive increase in purchasing, Ford, Stellantis, and GM have always shown an innate ability to continuously produce subpar quality vehicles, made very incorrect business decisions, pushed larger and larger cars, SUVs, by means of marketing and selection choice, not catering to known market wins or customer preferences. The three names just mentioned have relied on massive lobbying campaign contributions, attempting to strong arm favorable legislation rather than using that same money to improve quality in both design and quality control. Archaic, outdated, inefficient, ineffective, very top-heavy management that cannot compete in today's day and age. I just hope that Ford does not get rewarded a bailout, which just means that since you won't buy our product and we paid massive bribes, that we'll just steal your money anyway, because this is how truly dishonest...
Boy, this guy hates Ford.
...immoral, unsuccessful businesses are run today. Ford, GM, Stellantis should also give up completely on EVs. They are decades behind Tesla on both technologies, as well as production techniques. It's already cost Ford many billions in losses and will cost them much more going forward. They should just quit. I give Ford less than 8 years before they crater. And that was signed.
Well, the marketplace has got to answer your question, Mr. Anonymous Caller, because coincidentally, Automotive News this week says that Ford has way, way too many cars in stock, meaning they can't sell them. They have 100 for the four all the Fords in dealer inventory right now is 117-day supply. Now, car dealers shudder to think about 117-day supply. That means that when the car comes off the truck, on the average, it takes you over 3 months or almost four months to sell that car. And with interest rates and cost of inventory so huge that if you're a car dealer and you have that many cars in your inventory, you're on the way to extinction because you can't afford to do business that way. So maybe you're right. I mean, Ford is doing something wrong. Ironically, they were the only one that didn't get a bailout when they bailed out GM and Chrysler.
So back in 2009.
I spoke highly of Ford years ago because they didn't get bailed out, and GM and Chrysler, as I said, did. And now maybe will they get bailed out? I don't think so.
Yeah. Donovan says that Ford will not go out of business, but Chrysler before the end of the decade.
I was just about to mention that
one.
And he also says, for the feedback, if they give up on EVs, they should close the door today, LOL. He says, Ford EV sales were up 88% in 2001, and they just had their best quarter ever for EV sales.
That's from Donovan.
You know, the guy that did the anonymous tape, I think he did the one right before it because he said, says, this is a whole new submission. It's a shame that my 28-year-old Toyota is more dependable than a 2-year-old Ford truck. So that might have set the fella off. The last anonymous feedback we have is the Costco auto buying program the same as the other car buying services like Sam's Club, AAA, et cetera?
Similar. They're not. The Costco is the best one.
Yeah,
Sam's Club is a good one. Yeah. So
okay.
You're better off to have some sort of a legitimate car buying program to guide you through. You can't be Consumers Report. If you follow their advice and go about their recommendations, you're not going to have a problem. Costco, Consumer Reports are the two best.
Most definitely. Can't go wrong. We're going to go back to the phones. Marty is holding, and he calls us from West Palm Beach. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're well, thank you.
I've just got a question on my Crown. I've got only a couple thousand miles. Right now, I've been checking the mileage, and sometimes I get like 40 on a tank. Sometimes I get 37. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you bought the car, it says 40 to 41 to 42, I think.
Right.
So when you're driving any real distance, you're not getting any kind of mileage benefit by being a hybrid, are you?
No, actually, hybrids get their best fuel economy when they're driving in city traffic where it's stop and go. And it gives it to where when you stop for traffic lights and that, as you're slowing down, the gas engine will shut off and it lets you coast and make use of the regenerative braking to put power back in the battery, and then you can reuse that power to drive again.
Right.
But by being able to turn the engine off for a lot of that time, that's where you get the best fuel economy.
And by city driving, Rick's not talking about, you know, midtown at rush hour. He just means, you know, around town, you know, down here in South Florida, it's fine.
So in other words, if you drive from West Palm to Miami, for that time period, you're really not getting any benefit of hybrid.
No, not really.
But you'll get the benefit. It's still an efficient engine, so you're still going to get what a good highway mileage would be at a, you know, and these days highway mileage is still pretty good, even with combustion compared to the old days. At least.
When hybrids first really got going, someone actually came up with the thought. They tested in theory. They said the most fuel-efficient way to move 4 full-grown adults was in a Prius hybrid. And the most fuel-efficient way to move 8 grown adults was in 2 Prius hybrids. You would actually use less fuel using 2 hybrid cars than to use a van or an SUV to move all 8 of those people to the same distance, same location.
It's just not as fun because you're not all together in a van.
Right, in two vehicles. But
now, one other question for Rick. The battery that's in the trunk, on the side of the trunk, is that the hybrid battery?
Actually, you're going to have two back there. One is the little 12-volt battery. I think the Crown still has it in the back. I have to double-check that because they bounce them around. The big battery, the hybrid battery, is going to be buried and hidden away. You are not going to be able to get near it. And that's for safety's sake, because anything that you see on a hybrid that is bright orange, do not touch. Bright orange connectors, bright orange cabling, that's high voltage. Do not touch it. That is the stuff that will give you a very, very bad day.
Yeah, the only thing I saw was like the battery that's in the trunk, on the side of the trunk.
Right, that's
small battery.
Yeah, that's
if you need a jump.
12-volt battery.
If you need a jump, that's what you got to access.
Yep. And that actually is the one that all it does is it turns on the computers and the relays to activate the hybrid system. And once it's activated,
I have a related question.
High voltage takes over.
Why can't they use the charge in the hybrid battery in a situation like that just to give some juice to the 12-volt to start it if you need it, like a jump, like an internal jump?
Because for safety reasons, when that 12-volt battery disconnects, it shuts off the main relays to isolate that hybrid battery in a collision-type situation.
I understand.
You want that 12-volt system to immediately shut down and isolate that hybrid power so that you're not exposing the injured people in the car or first responders.
Well, that's Marty, great information.
I'm glad you asked that question, Stu. I never thought about that, but that's a great answer. It would have made all the sense in the world.
You know what the question, why this came
to me? Yeah, thanks for that, Rick.
It was, we took that RV up north, and our 12-volt battery in the engine, up in the engine compartment, died, and we needed a jump. But we had full power with a giant battery in the back. I'm like, why can't this go
backup.
To that? You can't do it.
Now, hey, Marty, if you get a chance.
Actually, you can, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, Marty, take a look at the Wall Street Journal this morning. A big write-up about the Crown. Sounds like you're really enjoying yours.
Bear in mind, if that 12-volt battery in the Crown were to die on you, there is a spot under the hood that's very easy to access where you can jump start. You hook up the positive cable to it and to a good ground source, and that will let you jump start the car without having to figure a way to get power to open the trunk to get to that 12-volt battery.
Yeah, I'm in trouble if excuse me, but I'm in trouble if I got to fix anything.
Well, tow truck drivers are all trained, so every one of them knows how to handle it. If you're on the highway, on the turnpike, like or the I-95, Florida's Rescue Ranger tow trucks, they are trained. They know how to handle it. Any tow truck driver knows exactly how to get to those jump start parts.
Most tow truck drivers.
Most.
Yeah, now, one thing I heard, since it's all-wheel drive, you're not supposed to tow it. You got to put it on a flatbed.
Right.
There you go.
Yes.
Good information, Marty. That's so important. Marty, it was great hearing from you.
Yeah, okay. Have a good weekend.
Take a look at that Wall Street Journal. Ladies, we're still waiting to hear from you. $50 for the first two new lady callers, 877-960-9960. Ladies, you have to have something to share with us, anything at all. Say hello if you'd like. We would just love to hear from you. Or you can share your purchasing or servicing experience, and you'd be helping out so many other ladies. 877-960-9960, and you would be earning $50. We are going to go back to Stu.
Okay. We have a text. Interesting text. Good morning, folks. Just for the record, I've only owned Toyotas for the past 30 years. I guess you could say I'm a loyalist. I currently use my daily driver a 2022 Toyota Camry SE. Love it. Zero problems whatsoever. I just bought a new house, which is much further away from my place of employment. 150 miles to be exact. I know you guys are honest, so my question is, with gas prices trending higher and gas companies having us in a compromising situation, there was a much more colorful euphemism used there. Would it be having us in an uncompromising situation, would it be wise to cave in and buy a Tesla Model Y? My only concern would be reliability, especially since I've never owned one. What do you think?
Well, the Tesla Model Y is all the cars virtually that Tesla makes are good cars. And they're if you want to make that leap, just be sure that you understand the pros and cons of an all-electric vehicle. Your best choice would be a Tesla Y.
And I think that's a great choice, too. I totally agree with Earl. I mean, loyalty is one thing, but if there is a... it shouldn't be just based on emotion. It should be based on the product. And it sounds like you would be a very, you know, a great candidate for an electric vehicle. And if Toyota doesn't have that vehicle for you, then I think it makes absolutely perfect sense to switch. I did so myself. Earl owns a Toyota dealership. You want to talk about loyalty? His daily driver is a Tesla Model S because it's something he can't get through Toyota. And but he still thinks Toyota's great. So go ahead and get the Tesla Model Y. We all give you our thumbs up. Rick, how's it going over there on the YouTube comments?
Well, Donovan just said that the Tesla Model Y is the most popular car in the world for a reason, and they just dropped the price $2,000 just last night.
Nice.
Really? Last night?
Just last night, he says.
While we're on that topic, and I got to believe that this is going to be off in the future. It's not going to happen. But apparently Elon Musk has decided to quit putting the emphasis on the lower price EVs. Tesla Y, you mentioned he just dropped the price. The profit margin is getting thinner and thinner.
And BYD is nipping at
their heels. Nipping at their heels. So Elon Musk is putting Tesla's big financial push toward the autonomous taxi, in other words, the auto robo taxi, and that's another name for the I guess you call it an electric vehicle, almost like an Uber, but you own it. When instead of buying a Tesla Y, which would be a lowest priced electric vehicle, you would buy a timeshare in a vehicle. And you would buy, and Tesla doesn't have this vehicle yet, but when they have it, you will buy 25% of the usage of that vehicle. That's about how long the average person drives a car, what percentage of the time a car sits idle with depreciation and everything else that happens when a car just sits, not good. I mean, cars deteriorate while they sit.
If you have 25% share, exactly. That would be, you'd just be three other people that would be using that car locally.
So there will be a huge fleet of these autonomous
vehicles. Can you choose your share partners?
And you'll say, well, I got to run to Walgreens and pick up my prescription. So you hit your app. And as you hit your app, by the time you get out the front door, your vehicle pulls up, and you say, take me to Walgreens. And you get to Walgreens, you say, wait here, and then you get back and say, take me home.
Can you put your kid in there and say, take him to school?
Yeah, and so that is so fantastic, and so I'll call that 22nd century. I mean, it's off the chart, and that's the way I believe, and Elon Musk does too, that this will be the future, maybe the distant future, but the future of automobiles.
Who's responsible for cleaning it?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Well, Tesla would be. In other words, it would be this would be a fleet of, and the cars would come in for.
Oh, it's not the same car you're getting every time. You just
You're not getting the same car.
Oh, right. Yeah,
but you get the same model.
Right.
I mean, if you're
so
having a luxury car, 25% of a Plaid or 25% of a Y, you know, you're only, and you could probably eventually get the same color. So as far as you know, it's the same damn car.
It's probably cleaner than my car if it shows up. I'm serious. If there's a process where it gets a quick wipe down in a vacuum before you drive in it, that would be kind of nice.
And just think of this. The average new car right now costs about, I'm going to round number, close to $50,000. I think it's $47,000, $48,000. So $50,000. And of that $50,000, you're only using 25% of that. So how much is 25% of $50,000? Is about, what?
It's about $12,500.
About $12,500? Yeah, $12,500. So for $12,500, you get a brand new car anytime you want. You say, well, it's not in my garage. Well, what good is it doing you in your garage?
What good is my pickup doing me sitting in my yard with the paint delaminating like crazy in the sun?
Exactly.
Or sitting at you know, at work.
So can you imagine
10 hours a day?
And, imagine the economic impact on the world economy when people no longer have to spend $50,000 to buy a vehicle. They can spend $12,500.
Yeah,
and I'm in.
That's the reason Elon Musk is a genius, because he sees things that people laugh at and say that can't happen, like go to Mars and live. I mean, these crazy things he comes up with. He'll be wrong. We're all wrong sometimes, but I think this is a plausible idea for the future. Probably not even my grandchildren, but maybe my great grandchildren.
I think it'd be sooner than that. And I mean, it will be like anything new. It'll be a growing. It'll be introduced. Not everybody will use it, and some people will, and then it might explode. And nobody saw it coming. Except
and
for
the decisions we have to make as we get older. You know, Nancy and I talk all the time about our driving and how much we're driving, and we have a lot of older people in South Florida. And our customers, we have. I think the average age of our customers is in the 50s. So if when you're 70 or 80 years old. Instead of driving the car 25% of the time, maybe drive the car 10% of the time. So the less you drive the car, the more feasible this gets. If you drive the car all the time, you might make an argument for the fact, well, I want to own my car. But the average is 25%.
Great information. We're going to go to Lynn, who's calling us from Boynton. And before I talk to her, I want to let the ladies know $50 for the first two new lady callers. We haven't heard from anyone. $50. What a great opportunity to share your story with us, or just give us a call and say hello. And I mean by what I mean by your story, your purchasing, your servicing, your experience, and you can share that on the air, and you would be helping so many ladies that are listening to the show. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're well, thank you. It's been a while since we talked to you.
Yes. Well, I've been recovering from a broken neck.
God bless
you. But I'm doing well. What I'm calling about is to see if any of you, a few weeks back, my husband and I were from Boynton, so we're on Congress Road, and we saw a car, and it absolutely looked like a spaceship. I mean, it looked like a spaceship had landed in the form of a tank. And it was electric, I believe. There was a license plate on it, but it was nothing else. And all you could see was from out the windows. My husband compared it to something the A-Team would have made.
Would that have been the silver Cybertruck?
Oh, maybe silver Cybertruck. I mean, I don't know, because we were like, oh, my God. And then we were trying to catch up so I could take pictures.
Sounds like a Cybertruck. It's all stainless steel. It has kind of a wedge, almost triangular look about it. Huge windshield. The windshield is the largest windshield of any car in the world.
Oh, wow. So there is a name to it. I was like, oh, because we saw it a few times around this area going around, you know.
Jonathan just shared with us it may have been the Lucid. So anyway.
There was no name on it or any make or anything.
There's no markings on them.
But it was stainless steel silver?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Cybertruck. All angles.
It was amazing.
And all sharp lines. And
It was beautiful,
and I had one
you know.
On order.
You do, Oh, you really do.
Okay. We really do. Yeah,
it was fabulous. It was really crazy looking, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And one other thing I wanted to mention about you guys with your Big Dog Ranch, a few years back we had adopted a dog from Big Dog Ranch. He was a homeless dog, and homeless people had found him, and then they lost their car. so they turned him into Big Dog Ranch. When we saw him, do you remember when, before pandemic, they used to have the pet segment on the Channel 12 News with Chris Farrell?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they were for adoptable pets. Well, that's where we saw him. So we went to Big Dog Ranch, and he was, he, my husband and I were like, wow, he needs us, you know? So we went there, the old Big Dog Ranch, and we saw him. He was in a kennel thing hanging. People said he was so ugly, nobody wanted to adopt him.
Aww.
You know, and he was probably only 4 or 5 pounds at the time. He was so malnourished and everything. But so we went there. We fell in love. He fell in love. So we took him home. Oh, the girl came, by the way, to check out our house and everything. And when they brought him there, you know, he was a little neurotic. But we had him for a long time. He just passed away last year.
Aww.
But he made it to like 14. We got him at like 5 years old or so. And I wanted to tell you that, you know, when we were in there, it is amazing what these people do. And we just loved that Mackie to death. He was just, you know, and he used to get very upset with raindrops.
Oh.
Wait a minute. What? Yeah, but anyway, we actually got 3 dogs from that show.
Oh,
from
did
the
you?
News show. Yes. And yeah. And well, you know, they're starting it up again now. They have it again now, the pet of the day, they call it. You know, so if people are looking for a pet, you know, if they're looking for a pet to adopt, that's a good thing at noon to watch, to see for all the little dogs, big dogs, or whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I told my husband he couldn't watch the news anymore. Because every time he watched the news, we were coming home with another dog, you know.
Exactly.
But, we commend you so much for your care in that and everything and helping people out. But
thank you so much, Wayne.
Lynn, I think a message that you sent us, too, about the Big Dog Ranch and having a dog, you know, I could just tell from talking to you, and you know, I hear your husband in the background, you're very happy. And you know, when you have a dog, you're happier. Families are happier. So it isn't all about taking care of the dog. It's wonderful to give a homeless dog a loving home. But you're giving yourself more of a loving home.
Because
you feel good about life. When you have a dog around the house, you're just a happier person, a happier family.
Yes, yes. And we also got a dog. He's 17 now. We got him at 8 years old because we were really trying to get a lot of the seniors out of the pounds, you know. And we took him home. He's still alive at 17. He's a Chihuahua, Rico. He's blind and deaf and walks around and stares at the walls and everything.
Aww.
You know, but yeah. But you couldn't even touch him because he had been so abused. Took a couple of years for him to mend in and now my husband is like one of his best friends, of course. But he is still a doll and he's 17 and he's changed a lot to be a loving dog.
You're wonderful,
you know?
People. You and your husband are wonderful.
Oh, thank
people.
You so much. And you guys too.
Lynn, what a
appreciate
great story.
It.
I'm so glad that you called. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are listening to the information that you just put out there. And, you know, the most important is, excuse me, there's a lot of people who don't realize that Big Dog Ranch does a background check. You just mentioned that they come into your home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people that think that they're just giving dogs out. And they have the dog's interest in mind every step of the way because they get so many abused dogs, that are just, you know, they're not just giving up because the person can no longer afford them. You know, I'm talking about the dogs that are coming in from the border from all over the place. These poor dogs are just, you know, and they need someone who's got so much love in their voice like you, and I can hear your husband in the background, and I just want to thank you for calling.
Well, you know, when they came into our house, we have all our pictures on the wall, and the girl goes, oh, jackpot, because all our pictures on the wall, we say, are just dogs that are next to people. You know, or just dogs.
They,
you know,
do. So, do bring us a lot of happiness. Lynn, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
877-960-9960, and you can also text us at 772-497-6530. I mentioned Earl's Vigilantes at the beginning of the show. You can go to Earl on Cars, check that out. Don't forget, you get a T-shirt and a hat. Also, take advantage of your anonymous feedback. .com. I'm going to go over to Rick and check to see whether we have any YouTubes from Donovan.
Well, actually, I had asked him a question because I know Eden knows stuff that I don't know. I had asked him, what is the average cost for the installation of the charger for a Tesla at home? And he says the charger installation is going to depend upon the location of the electrical panel. Florida's usually easiest in the garage, somewhere between $500 to $1,500, including the cost of the charger. And he says FBL will do it for you and provide unlimited charging for $38 a month. That's a pretty decent deal because it's. I'd say that's about quarter of the amount of gas I normally use.
Yeah.
And he says, now I mentioned my neighbor across the street has one on the outside of their house. Their garage had been converted to another room. And he said, yeah, he's seen them on the outside a couple times. And it's really the price of the heavy gauge wire that needs to be used to run to it. That excess, you know, the cost of that wire has gone up a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's what dictates the cost of those chargers.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what a great investment that is. And it's not as expensive as everyone thinks it is. And not only that, but when we plug in, when we charge the Tesla, you know, at night, we can wake up and we can get all the updates. You know, because there's yep. always so many updates day in and day out. So that charger is a great investment. Stu?
Oh, I just have another text here.
Oh, okay. Rick's giving you the high sign.
Just a little quick finish up here. He says the chargers are connected to Wi-Fi, and it tells FPL how much the charger's usage is so that it can subtract from your bill. So it's... Pretty complicated. You know, and,
we have ours set to control. Charge at midnight because FPL drops the rates at midnight because there's not that much electricity being used. So
right.
So you get your electricity charge only the charge at the lowest rate FPL charges.
Interesting. Hey, does McDonald's drop their rates on their fish sandwich after midnight?
No, only in the desert.
You know, why did you ask that question? Because I haven't eaten at McDonald's in 20 years.
Oh, I haven't.
I went into a McDonald's on this road trip I took, and I on the thing, it says you can't order a fish sandwich after midnight. And that upset me because it's my favorite thing on McDonald's menu.
Well, you know,
we waited 20 years for a fish sandwich.
But speaking seriously, there is a hamburger chain or a fast food chain that is using surge pricing. And I think it's kind of a good idea, really. I mean, it works for Uber, it works for Lyft. But if you have a whole bunch of people stand in line to get hamburgers, you raise your price. So the line gets shorter. If you want to,
should we do that with?
If you got a budget problem, then you just drive into the hamburger stand when the midnight.
Should we do that to our new car order list? We shouldn't do that to our new car order list, should we?
Hey,
to shorten the list.
Remember the days whenever I would deliver about 12 dozen Krispy Kreme hot donuts at 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, let me tell you this, talking about McDonald's, you may want to rethink McDonald's because they're going to, as you probably might know, all of you, Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Are they making them there or are they just bringing them over?
Earl Stewart on donuts and hamburgers.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not right. This is Earl Stewart.
Oh, wait a minute. I got the
that's
skinny.
That's why they love us, Dad.
I got the skinny on cinnamon buns. Cinnamon buns. You don't have to go to the airport. You can go over to Wendy's.
And they have Cinnabuns?
Yeah, Cinnabon. And folks, to make it car-related, use the mobile app and go to the drive-thru.
There you go. I have a text here that says, have you heard of the new 2024 Hyundai Palisade recall where the sub-assembly has to be replaced? How serious is this, and would you keep the car? And that's from Richie Siegel in St. Louis, Missouri. Per the manufacturer, the valve springs could puncture the engine block. First thing I'd say to you, Richie, is just put your VIN number in safercar.gov and see if you're affected at all before you make any decisions about getting rid of your car. I did look that up. Apparently, it only affects 4,000 Palisades from the 2024 model year. So I don't know what a percentage of that of all the Palisades, but it doesn't sound like a lot. So run your VIN, and if it does come up, take it to the Hyundai dealer near you, and they'll do it for free.
Did you just say the valve springs can penetrate?
Puncture the engine block.
Through the head into the block.
It sounds like a very violent thing that happens and damaging. But like you said, it's not happening to all of them, just 4,000.
Thank goodness.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. And I'm all cut up with techs. And yeah.
And Johnny Z. Fredley says, thanks a lot, Nancy. Now I'm craving a fillet of fish.
They are good sandwiches.
It's the best thing they make.
You know, they really are. thanks for Johnny Z. He's always there. He's always.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's listening. Him and Donovan and a few.
The whole gang.
A few other guys. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you know, so we're all caught up?
Yeah, we haven't talked enough about the fact that I think we are back to normal. Our inventories of cars, it's not equal inventory being high. Toyota has the lowest day supply, the lowest number of new cars in stock, and the Ford has the highest. But on the average,
it's back enough to like normal behavior is starting to come in.
Depends on the make car you're talking about. But in general, we're back now where you can by doing your homework and being careful and checking with Earl and Cars blogs and listening to this show and using True Car and using the Costco auto buying program. It's time to go back and buy a car if you need a car. In fact, if you want a car, you can get a good price on a car today if you're careful. We haven't been able to say that in about 4 years, so we're there now. And I say it's not an even playing field. Yeah. If you want to buy a Ford, you can get one dirt cheap. If you want to buy a Toyota, you'll pay more because of supply and demand. Rick,
the one thing I think is not back to what it was 25 years ago is the used car situation. If you're somebody like a first-time driver, a young person that needs a very inexpensive car, that, yeah, they're going to wrinkle the fenders a little bit, those inexpensive cars are not there anymore. They're all gone. You're not going to find even a halfway reliable used car for less than $5,000 or $6,000 right now. And for the average young person or the average lower income, that's a lot of money to have to try to put out.
So I get so many calls on that very subject. I've got it before the COVID thing and the pandemic and the rest of it. And I get them now. When you're buying, when the young person wants to buy a car, a used car, and if you're going to be paying it for your kid, you can get a surprisingly good price on a car if you do not take into consideration the cosmetics of the car. You can get the key is a safe, reliable car. Now, a safe, reliable car can have dented fenders, it can have disfigurement, it can be in a situation where you can drive it, but it's just ugly. I'm being basic here, but you can compromise between being just a bad, ugly-looking car. But if your teenager comes up to you and says, "I want a used Corvette," then you're going to pay a lot of money. I want a red convertible. You know how young people are.
I was that way.
We were all that way when we were young. But if you got to have a car, you want a safe, reliable car, forget the cosmetics, and you shop around carefully. And as Rick said, it's difficult to find a car, but you could find a $5,000 car that was safe and reliable if you didn't care what it looked like. Yeah. And it would get you there and back safely. And that's really what I think we're worried about when we buy a car for our children.
I think about safety.
When you go to look at those cars, even a private sale, do yourself a very huge, huge
don't
favor.
Don't do a private sale.
Well,
you know,
find a mechanic that you can trust and make a condition of any car purchase that you take that car or have the seller bring the car to that mechanic.
Yeah.
to let them look it over really carefully.
When I say don't do a private sale, I don't mean don't do a private sale. I mean, don't buy a car from someone you don't know. If your uncle or your friend or your neighbor, that's a different story. But there are too many bad things happen to people that drive somewhere and try to buy a car from a stranger.
This is very true.
Not
very
a good
true.
Idea.
Yeah. Did you know the Consumer Report did some research, and in 2023, the average car on the road was 7.5 years old? Yeah, that's interesting. And, you know, I have found lately that there are so many people who want to hang on to their old car. And as you were talking about used cars, you know, they just want to hang on to them because they're more comfortable and so many other things. There's just a lot of reasons that they hang on to their car. And there's also something else in the Consumer Report that is really startling, at least I think it is, in the fact that, do you know that there's two different reasons for people that are on the road that are driving outrageously? There's two reasons. They're driving outrageously. They're driving and texting. And Consumer Report found that 59% of Americans are engaged in this kind of behavior.
Not me.
And it's huge.
Not me.
Everybody is so distracted.
Put that phone down, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. Everybody sees it all the time.
It's really frightening. We're going to go to Larry. And we appreciate you holding, Larry. Larry's calling from Tennessee.
Well, thank you for taking the call. Again, I just love your show. You guys do a great, great service to the general public and what you talk about.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay? I really appreciate it. I want to talk about a few things. I'll try and get them along because I know you only got a time limit. Number one, I want to say that in West Palm Beach, where I originated from, there is a dog shelter where they kill animals, okay? I don't want to make competition for Big Dog Ranch because I already adopted a dog from there, which I did mention to you a long time ago, and veterans get 50% deduction on dogs adopted from there. So it's a great place here because the dog's fully cared for, chipped, all veterinary service, blah, 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 blah. Terrific place. Although I want to point out that they do kill dogs in the West Palm Beach pound. And if you want to save a dog from dying, you can take a look at that or consider it.
I appreciate that. And you say competition. You know, there is no competition. When a shelter takes a dog in and takes care of the dog, we love
them. That's true.
I mean,
no, I agree. Agree with you, but I didn't use the correct word. But you're correct. Yes.
There are a huge number of shelters popping up around, and as far as I'm concerned, they're all good. Some are better than the others, but. I think that if you want to adopt a dog, adopt them anywhere you can. A dog that needs a home is a dog that needs a home, no matter which shelter has that dog.
I agree 100% with you. Yeah. Let me talk about cars, okay? You mentioned something about your Lightning Sharp and doing some work for Subaru somewhere in Tennessee, which started with the word free mount or free mint or something. I'm not sure. Does anybody know where that place is? Because I want to go to that dealership. I'm just outside of Chattanooga, which is all the way to the western area, northwestern area. Sorry.
I'm not sure. I think it's outside of Nashville, I think.
You think it's outside of Nashville?
I'm pretty sure.
Now, do you remember the name of it? Is it Free or Fremont or Free Mint? Or
I got to look it up.
I'm sure if you Google that.
Yeah.
Okay. One last thing. Let's see. When you talk about sales tax, are you familiar with what sales tax runs for vehicles either Georgia, Florida, or Tennessee with regard to when you purchase a new car?
Is it reciprocal? In other words, do you pay in the state where you purchase it, or do you do it where you register?
No, the question I'm asking is which one do you, do you know the rate?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Is there a way to find out?
What were the three states? Florida, Georgia, Tennessee. I believe they're all reciprocal, which means that you would pay the sale if you bought a vehicle in any one of those states. The dealer there would collect it, and then if you registered it in another state, it would be handled amongst the states. But if it's not reciprocal, and I'm not sure how many states aren't reciprocal.
I think they're all reciprocal.
Yeah, which all that meant was that you'd buy the car, that dealer in Florida, and they wouldn't collect sales tax, but you'd have to do it when you're registered at home in New York or wherever.
I see. That's the way that works. Okay, I wasn't sure, so yeah. I appreciate that.
I think it's all reciprocal now, so I think it's much easier than it used to be.
If there was one that was not reciprocal, it'd be Texas.
I think it might have been Jersey.
I have a house in Georgia, also in Tennessee here, but I'm just saying that, you know, so I can get a better deal there, but I didn't know how to go about finding that out. Okay, well, I appreciate
you. Found out by asking Earl on Cars. That's how you found out.
Okay. If you can find out the name of that one town near Nashville, I'd appreciate it.
I'll look it up.
Thanks so much, Larry. Thanks for holding.
Yes.
As long as you did. We are going to talk about Bathtub Betty. Anybody interested?
I have a question. Yeah, I'm very interested in the name because I'm thinking it go both ways. Either Betty loves taking a bath, or she really needs a bath.
One or the other. Clearly, it does
she
not.
She loves taking a bath.
In the information sheet.
It doesn't say that. Well, this dog looks.
She's a beagle.
She smells. She looks like she smells good. I think most dogs smell good though.
She looked like she smells good.
Yeah.
That's.
I thought you said I knew it was bathtub. I thought you said backup Betty. I'm like, is that she knows backup Betty? Or backed up Betty? Which
that's even worse.
Yeah,
no, this is Bathtub Betty, Bathtub Betty comes to us from Arkansas, and she is really looking for a forever home. And she needs someone to love her, take her on walks. And she's good on a leash. She's good with other dogs. And she's a nice size. And she weighs in at 32 pounds. And she's just as cute as something, I'm telling you.
A button.
It's cute as pie.
Cute as pie. And Jonathan is going to help us out. And he's going to run that video and show everyone just what she looks like. Okay.
Hi, how are you? My name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
And I'm from Big Dog Ranch Rescue here in Los Angeles Grove, Florida. My friend here is one of our favorites, Bathtub Betty. Betty has come to us from a breeder release. She's 6 years of age. She's had a lot of puppies in her 6 years. I think she's done with that. And she is looking for a loving home. She gets along with all age groups. She would be great in an apartment, in a home. Great, great dog. Very, very, very easy to be around.
She's a little chubby.
Extremely loving. And house trained, which is a big plus. So we love our Bathtub Betty. We will definitely miss her. But she is looking for that forever home. And hopefully it will be one of you one day. Enjoy your day.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer. Isn't she cute?
We're going to get a home for you, Bathtub.
Yeah.
Can I call you Bath?
She's got big brown eyes.
Did I miss anything in the video? Did she address the name in the video? She just went with it?
She looks cuddly.
No,
she does look cuddly.
She didn't say. At any rate, Big Dog Ranch Dog of the Week, Bathtub Betty. And I mention every week that Earl and Cars will pay the registration fees. And it's a huge value, $200. And that's for the Dog of the Week. You can go to Big Dog Ranch Rescue. And that's www.bdrr.org. And you can take a look at all the dogs that they have over there at Big Dog Ranch, including Bathtub Betty, and you can learn more about her. And what a great place it is out there. I can't say enough. And you can also take a look at earlsbook.com. That's www.earlsbook.com. And that book I mention every week is 1995. And the reason I mention that is because all proceeds go to Big Dog Ranch. So go to www.earlsbook.com and you can pick up Confessions of a Recovering Car Dealer.
I have an announcement. The price has been reduced. We've been saying $19.95. I don't know who did this. Maybe Amazon did it, but it's now listed for $18.95 with a slash through our $19.95. In which case, still 100% is going to go to Big Dog Ranch Rescue. But I'll look into this and see why they. I haven't discounted this thing in 15 years.
Well, Amazon plays a lot of games with pricing. You ought to look again and see if it changes. I think they do surge pricing. I think Amazon prices products based on
when. You know what that means? It's up to you, listeners. Demand is low. They're lowering the price. We got to get the demand up and help Big Dog Ranch Rescue. Doesn't help us.
I think at 2 o'clock in the morning, you could probably buy some products on Amazon for less than you can at 2 in the afternoon.
Krispy Kreme donuts?
Yeah, donuts, yeah. You know, let me say something curious about adopting a dog. I really believe, and I, Donovan, if you're listening, you're my Google. I got to believe that there have been some scientific studies done on the impact of a dog in a household. And I don't mean on the dog, on the household. I got to believe that there have been some studies that would show that longevity, health, harmony, I believe that is a very strong positive impact when a family has a dog. And you know, Rick is looking at me like he and Chris have got a dog. And I think that if you remove the dog from the equation, the family would not be as happy as they are now. So with that said, I foresee doctors or even maybe psychologists prescribing dogs. You know, you go in and you get a checkup and say, I believe you need a Doberman Pinscher. I believe you need a German Shepherd. I mean, I'm joking there, but I believe you need a dog. And a dog in a household, I think I would love to see that study. I'll do a ChatGPT and we'll do some search on that. But we're pitching the wrong way. Do the dog a favor. Hey, do yourself a favor. If you don't have a perfect life and you'd like to have a little more harmony and calm and happiness, a dog will do the trick. Dogs co-evolved with humans going back thousands of years. And we evolved together, and the dog became a being like the human being and the dog being that were compatible with each other, that prolonged the life of both. And that's the reason that we evolved together. That's the reason dogs are so important. So do yourself a favor. Forget about being a nice person. Help yourself out and adopt a dog. And if you think about Big Dog Ranch, we'd appreciate that.
And buy the book. I'm reading the reviews on Amazon. You have great reviews. I bet you didn't even know that. And the worst review says, here's the title, "It's Okay. Nothing was too spectacular or revealing to me in this book. More so bought out of curiosity and proceed donations." That's good. But it was a very thoughtful review. And it's too long for a New York Times book review. They would cut it down. But you should read it. It's pretty good.
No, really.
That's on Amazon.com where you can buy this book.
Very good.
More information. Great information. Okay, we're going to go to our mystery shop. And as usual, Agent Lightning did a great job, and Stu does a great job on writing this mystery shop, and with his creative writing. They went out to, or Agent Lightning went out to a mystery shop, Starling Buick GMC of Stewart. So you can vote at 772-497-6530. And join us in, grading this dealership. 772-497-6530.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And in fact, you can text us a comment because we'll probably have time after the Mystery Shopping Report for a couple of text comments, or you could do a couple of YouTube comments. So we usually have 4 or 5 minutes after the end of the Mystery Shopping Report. I'll read this Mystery Shopping Report that Stu put together for us, and it was, of course, the actual report was done by Agent Lightning, whose name I cannot reveal for her own personal safety, but I'll be speaking in the first person here as if I had done the shopping report myself. I arrived late morning, but drove around to try and avoid all the salesmen standing around outside. I pictured that as, we call it the wolf pack. And this is really kind of an old school thing. When you don't want to have all the salespeople out there looking hungry in a pack. It's just not, it makes the buyers feel nervous. So that's what we saw. That's what I saw when I was Agent Lightning pulling up in front of Starling Buick in Stuart, Florida, Starling Buick GMC in Stuart, Florida. I ended up parking at the service department, walked in that way. However, I stopped before I had my door closed by a sales manager, JC, who asked if I was visiting their service department or if there was something he could help me with. I replied that I'd been looking online and saw that they have some amazing deals going on. JC then flagged down a sales associate calling out, Olivia, are you available? Is Olivia the name? Because
it turned into Samantha. It wasn't Olivia was available, and I cut that part out accidentally. But she did get turned over to Samantha.
It was Samantha, yeah. Are you available to help this young lady? He handed me off to her, Samantha, and said, if there's anything else I need, he'll be close by. So JC is standing by, and I'm with
Russell. I wonder if that's planned out. They said, all right, I want to get like 20 of you guys out by the front door. No one's going to come in the front door. It's going to funnel them to me. Them.
Could be. I started showing Olivia what I was looking at online, an ad for a new 2023 Buick Envision Essence. New 2023, and I remind you all that new car is a very vague thing today. Legally, technically, practically, all those different categories are different. Clearly, this is 2024. I think we all realize that, but you probably don't realize that you could buy a 2022, maybe a new 2021, not too many.
And
probably before the year's out, you'll be buying 2025. So calendar year, there's a model year, there's a calendar year. It's complicated.
And they don't have these Buick Envisions. I checked. The 2024s are not out yet, so we are almost halfway through 2024.
Yeah, and 2025s will be out this year. So So it's confusing. So new car isn't a very precise expression, and some new cars, even the same model and make, you can have. In one calendar year, you could have three different years that technically are a new car being sold, and that's confusing to everybody, including me.
Maybe they should do it more like computers and phones are done. They don't have a model year. They're just a model name for a period of time.
Anyway, this Buick Envision Essence had an MSRP of $44,135 and a big discount, and I mean a big discount, of $12,327. That's a whopper of a discount. I asked if she could help me get this deal or something like it. And I'm talking about Samantha and the salesperson. She replied she would work to get me the best deal, but said the savings I saw were real. Samantha then added that the only thing that isn't listed online is that they put a package. We know that is almost standard, especially in Florida and practically everywhere, some kind of a package with your dealer installed accessories. And of course, the dealer installed accessories are very, very low cost, low quality, high priced. This package was $1,699, and it was a Starling Buick's Sterling Value package.
Sterling.
They have a good time naming the packages. I can see the discussion now. What do we call this baby? How about the Sterling Buick Sterling Value package?
Silver Starling.
Anyway, this package included a lifetime window tint, nitrogen-filled tires. I have to chuckle every time I see nitrogen in tires. And monitor screen protector.
New one. I haven't heard that one before.
I haven't heard that one before.
No, that's a good one.
So your LCD, your CRT, your monitor has got a protector on it.
Not a CRT. Maybe
but
back
she
in
emphasized
the
again that they do honor the airline pricing, which he said is amazing. She said they are Tier 1 store and Dealer of the Year, whatever that means.
It was on their website, too.
Yeah. She said they honor their word. Samantha offered for me to take a test drive. She collected my license, grabbed the keys, and went to get the vehicle. Brunoni label, laminated and lying on the driver's seat. I don't think that's in the federal code. For the Brunoni label.
You have to laminate it.
Lying in the driver's seat. I joke about that because your regular listeners know that only in South Florida, Agent Lightning roams around Tennessee, Michigan, Pennsylvania. She's been in a lot of different states. And the only place where we consistently see the Brunoni label not on the window where it's federally mandated to be is Florida. And actually, we had one a week or two ago that was on the window, and we really got excited about it because practically never happened.
It was at Napleton.
Napleton, yeah. No.
Of all places.
That's right. I forgot. There was also an addendum, and that's SOP in Florida and other states, I have to say. They confirmed the package that Samantha told me about. We headed north on US 1. Main drag here in Florida, along with I-95 and the turnpike, headed north on US 1, where she told me to open it up and feel the power. We had a fun drive on the test drive. She was very knowledgeable, Samantha, about the inventory they carried. It was quite helpful in helping me decide that this was the car I wanted. Once back at the dealership, we went to her desk where she asked for me to ask me for my phone number to pull up in their system. And I'm just going to digress a little bit here. Am I right that we're seeing more and more female salespeople?
Definitely.
I
mean,
you're just reading my mind.
Definitely.
You know, some of the mystery shops lately have had ladies, whether they're in service or sales.
They've been there. Great one where every person they met was a woman, the greeter, the salesperson, the sales manager. Yeah. She didn't meet anybody else.
In a great article in the Automotive News. Okay.
So now I'm saying something good about Florida car dealers. They're hiring more women salespeople. So everything has a way of changing, and maybe we're seeing an evolution here. After she confirmed all my information in her computer with my driver's license, she excused herself and said she'd be back in just a few moments. As promised, a few minutes later, she returned to the sales worksheet, commenting on how she feels I will be very happy with this great offer that they were able to put together for me today, and flipped it over. The market value selling price was MSRP, $44,135. There was an $8,827 discount and a $3,500 rebate, which is also a discount, but which is what the manufacturer offers. So General Motors Buick had apparently a $3,500 rebate, and they passed that along to the customer along with the $8,827 discount, and that shows the $12,327 in savings, like the ad said. But, of course, we know what's going to happen now, right? But, like Samantha and the addendum label said, they added $1,699 for the Starling value package of unwanted cheap add-ons and $905 in junk fees. And you know it's a junk fee because they tax it. And the only real fee is a government fee. That's what you should be expecting, your license plate, your registration. But they use the word fee to make you think it's a government fee, but it's not. And the test is, you know, they charge sales tax on them, and they do charge sales tax, so that $905 is junk. The junk fee wiped out $2,964 of the big discount. But the bottom line was still pretty good. I mean, you know, $12,327, knock off $2,694. That's still a big chunk off MSRP. 10,000, yeah. But it's a 2023, and we are talking, this is 2024.
Why? That's why there's no free lunch.
No free lunch. She asked my thoughts. I said I was very impressed with the out-the-door price. She laughed and said, I figured you would be. She went on to say that they're making room for the new 2024. So 24s are coming in. That will be coming in soon, and they're offering a great incentives. I let her know that I'd have to discuss it with my family and then be in touch. She said She will be there today until 7 p.m. and all day Saturday. And they are closed on Sundays, which is unheard of in Florida. Mm-hmm. In fact, in most states. I mean, there are still blue law states.
There's some counties here and there in the Carolinas. Here and there,
but they are closed on Sundays. She asked me to give her another minute so she could get her manager to come and say hi. I told her I'd be looking at the car. A few minutes later, she returned with her sales manager, who extended his hand for a shake, thanked me for coming in. He asked if there's anything he could do to earn my business right now. I told him I need to talk it over with my family, and I would be in touch. So there you have it. There was no hard, high sell, no pushiness, no the price is only good today, and then the car will be gone if you come back, and all that other kind of nonsense. So I don't want to prejudice the votes, and you have our text number, 772-497-6530. We'd like to see your vote, and I recommend that you, we ask that you grade on the curve, because there are no perfect dealers, and we give out practically no A's. There are no, I don't know how to word this, there are terrible dealers, but we don't give them F's. Unless they're really bad. I think the rule is if they break the law, we give it an F. So this dealer did not break the law.
They're all breaking the law. But.
Well, they all, you know. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. The average dealer is not very good, and that's a C. And we have anybody without an F on our recommended dealer list. That's why we grade on the curve. So please send in your text to 772-497-6530 or to earlonkars.com/youtube.com/earlonkars. Right. Got it backwards. youtube.com/earlonkars.
Starling. Right, but they have a Starling package.
There you go, the Starling package.
You know, I got nervous when I saw the ad she was shopping. Which, sidebar for a second, I think it's important for listeners to realize that as we have gotten back into a quasi-normal situation with inventories, advertising, the old advertising tactics have returned. The bait and switch are things that will. There's always bait and switch, but the big discounts being advertised and all that. I recommend going to earloncars.com and going back to some of our older columns that preceded the pandemic, because like what's old is becoming new again. And there's new tricks as we've seen, such as screen protectors. This one, it was almost unbelievable as I read it from Agent Lightning that it actually unfolded. She got the discount. Samantha told her about the package too. So you can't even say, I could say the dealership should disclose that package online if they're showing that big discount. Sure. But her point of contact was from the get-go. She goes, yeah, the savings are real. It's legit. However, there's going to be a $1,600 package. And then when the worksheet came out, it matched exactly what she said. So there wasn't any point other than the point when Agent Lightning was driving over there thinking she might get, you know, $12,300 off, but she got almost $10,000 off. And rightfully so, like you said, it is a year old car at this point. And so things got to.
Well, and again, I'll defend this dealer the way I defend dealers in general when they stray from the straight and narrow. If all your competition is doing something in a marketplace, and you know we have a Toyota dealership and we compete, and let me tell you something, there's nothing more frustrating than trying to sell a car honestly and transparently when all your competition does not do that. So when we quote a price to one of our customers, is the lowest price that we will sell that car to anybody for. Mm-hmm. I don't care whether it was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court or the Premier of England or the Prime Minister. I don't care who it is. We have our lowest price. That's it. And that's what we sell the car for. Meanwhile, our competition is lying about what they will sell the car for. And so here this dealership in Stewart They have the addendum label. That's because they're, it could be because their competition all has addendum labels. They do. And it could be because they're using the junk fees like they do. So you really got to be gutsy, and you really got to take a chance, and you got to lose some money sometimes if you're going to be honest, in spite of the fact your competition is not honest. So that's why we grade on the curve.
It takes a long time. You can't just get in and start fighting that kind of business. It took a long time to build up that people actually believed what we were saying. All right, some grades are coming in. Bob, B for Sterling Buick. By the way, do they put nitrogen in the spare? I don't know if there is a spare. from Frank, finally a good shopping report, B+. And then Anne-Marie says, grading on the curve, I'd give them a C. Not keen on the added fees. And that was kind of par for the course with the added fees. But I'm going to disagree a little bit with Anne-Marie and kind of go towards Frank and Bob. I'm going to give them a B. It was a refreshing experience, I think. It wasn't the elements are there that are common in all dealerships, but the way they handled it was way, way preferable to the way most dealers do it down here.
Yeah.
All right, Rick.
Okay, I've got T. Cash says D. Equals it was lying on the driver's seat and a liar riding shotgun.
Okay.
Brian Sedlatko, the balance is lower than the MSRP. Starling gets a B from me. Over here, Johnny Z. Fradley says, if only the salesperson was Samantha from the 60s TV show Bewitched, then she could wiggle her nose and make the junk fees disappear.
That's what C. we need.
Tim Gilliland, C, but lose the nitrogen. Mark Smith says, I'll give him a C+. The junk fees need to go along with the nitro fill. Cliff's Pick says, value pack and junk fee, D. Cram 1624, I bet if Agent Lightning renegotiated harder and smarter, she could have gotten that price lower.
Yeah.
Especially the junk fee line item, D. So I'm going to actually go, most of my crew is going C's and D's, but I'm going to say a B because I think she probably could have beat him up and maybe got a little lower price on it.
Yeah. And we definitely have regional opinions here. So we see this as refreshing, and maybe some of the guys commenting there are from an area where it's not as bad, and that's horrible.
Yeah.
In Ohio, that wouldn't fly.
And by the way, Casey says the town that they were trying to think of earlier was Murfreesboro, probably.
Murfreesboro.
That's the one I can't pronounce.
None of us can pronounce it.
That was Johnny Z?
Casey actually had come up with that one, yep.
Casey. Okay. What do you think, Earl?
I kind of feel like Stu. I won't go with B, but I'll go with C+. I think it was a... as far as Florida is concerned, it was an upscale appearance in Florida.
Yeah.
So I'll give him a C+. I still gave him a B. I mean, maybe B is right.
Upscale. That's a nice way to to put it. I'm not real keen on monitor screen protectors, and this tier one store. What I don't know. It's tier one store. Okay. And also the nitrogen-filled tires, to even mention, that. Anyway, I'm going to grade on the curve. I'm going to give them a C.
That's a place you can get. Remember now, we have the inventory level, if you're out shopping for a car, that you can really get yourself a good price. I was thinking about maybe having Agent Lightning in this report coming up next week or the week after, is to actually have her do online work, and maybe we'll bonus Agent Lightning if she can get a certain price. I would love to. I'd love to see how cheap she could buy something that was like a Ford.
Okay.
Ford, in years past, I used to say, oftentimes, dealers have sold cars below what they really paid for them. And not commonly, but there are instances where that happens. And you get a perfect storm of everything, end of the month, high supply, desperate to make a commission, and blah, 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 stair-step financing.
All this.
You can, you
perfect
can,
storm is a good yeah. description.
So maybe we can't do it next week, or maybe not the week after, but Stu will work with me and we'll put together a plan. Where Agent Lightning is a great negotiator, by the way. She is really good. As she, if there's anybody that's a match for salespeople, it's Agent Lightning. So we'll incentivize her, say, within this amount of actual dealer costs, if you can come down this low, we'll give her a bonus.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not getting the details on
buy the car.
I had an idea, like, she dollar for dollar. No, I'm just kidding.
And an extra bonus if she makes him cry.
And she enjoyed getting even because she had to pay a lot of money for her own car a couple of years ago. Hmm.
A 25 cents on the dollar for whatever
we
she can get.
We remember that, for sure.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Good idea, though.
Okay, are we ready to wrap it up here?
I think so.
We got a couple of minutes left. Do you want to say anything about automotive news?
Yeah, here's something.
What we talked about this morning.
I was surprised. I didn't know this. Did you know that CarMax was backing off their 30-day money back guarantee?
No.
They're backing off from 30 days to 10 days, and their guarantee is that if the car has less than 1,500 miles and has in the same condition that it was delivered, which is kind of a general term.
That's kind of subjective, isn't it?
I mean, who's to say exactly what condition? But anyway, CarMax lost a ton of money in the last quarter. Which is unusual for CarMax. They're usually quite profitable. And they're also our go-to recommended place to buy a used car. CarMax is honest. Their dealer fee is very small, junk fee. And they buy cars, and if you're careful, you can get a good price when you sell your car. Anyway, they cut their money back guarantee from 30 days to 10 days, and that tells you a little bit about the used car business. And one other thing about the used car business: the average interest rate now on the average used car sold is 11.7%. That's a high rate.
And mortgages are 7+ now.
Yeah. So that's a lot of money, and that's average. So you got people out there paying 30-35% interest when they buy used cars. So that's my two nuggets before we sign off.
Sounds great.
Good nuggets.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you all for joining us this Saturday morning. And you do make the show. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll be right back here next week on the Oldies Channel, 8 a.m. So stay tuned for another fantastic show. And thank you, everyone here on our platform.